the West Coast strips. Explain to people why that's people have a tough time. You saw Oakland, or just cross country trip to journey. You saw Oakland sort of not play to them to what they are in Washington. Why is that always tough? Is it just because the routine, the body feels different?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it once, Seattle trip last year, and we went out actually a few days early. This year we're going to go out the day before, and you know, I think a lot, you know, Doug and them are trying to keep us on the same schedule on the East Coast time, and you know, I think going out there, you get caught up in it. I think you make it a bigger deal than it really is, to be honest with you. Guys start waking up at different times and this and that, and they make it a bigger deal than it has to be, you know. At the end of the day, you're going out there and playing football. To me, it shouldn't be an excuse. Obviously, it has its effect, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's about reading keys and playing football, and, you know, that's what we get paid to do.
Do you know what's staying on that time schedule we'll do? Like, you guys going to go to bed at, like, 8 or 9 on Saturday? Is that kind
honestly,
of the
plan? I'm not quite sure. But I know they're going to try and keep us on our same schedule.
Do they try and clue you in on that, or is it just you just listen?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we'll get that info here pretty soon. But yeah.
How'd you hurt your ankle?
Got cut from the side.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here when you started. You practiced today.
Yep.
You think you're okay for this week?
Yep. Practiced fully today. Pretty happy about where I'm at right now, especially with, you know, it only being Wednesday.
How do you guys avoid an emotional letdown after such a big win?
An emotional letdown. Can you explain that? Like,
you're riding such a momentum high
from
the previous game.
Yeah.
How do you kind of maintain that or don't let that
affect
you this week?
Every team in this league is good, man. And you think about the Chargers, you know, obviously they're 0-3, but they've lost every single game that they've lost. Has been, you know, they've had chances to go up late or to win the game, and you know, they're a very dangerous team. I think it's perspective. I think you have the mentality every week that, you know, at any given chance, any given moment, the play you're in currently can be the difference in the game. And you know, you just got to continue to prepare the same way, continue to go out there and, you know, just play football.
What was your reaction to the way the guys rebounded after you went down, Fletcher went down, and with all the losses in the secondary going into the game?
Yes, it's awesome to see, man. You know, that's what great teams have is depth, and you know, injuries are going to happen in this game, and when your guys that are a little bit further down the line can come in and make big plays for you, man. I think about Joe Walker making that big four down stop, you know, coming in and playing well, and obviously Nigel, linebackers having to move around and be in positions where they're unfamiliar. So, you know, when you have a team that can do that and you have guys that can do that, you know, it can make up a lot of errors. It can make up a lot of room for, you know, just missing guys due to injury. And it's going to happen. It's inevitable.
Close games were an issue for this team a year ago. All three games have been close. You've won two of them. Why do you think it's a different situation this year?
Yeah, I think it's a mentality. I think we're a little bit more mature. I think we've obviously those situations have benefited us now. Obviously, they were terrible to go through, but, you know, we learned, and Coach Peterson made sure that we were learning from those situations and not just getting away with losing games and coming away just thinking it was whatever. You know, make sure that you analyze the fact that, you know, we had chances to win a lot of the games last year, and we didn't get it done. So I think it's a mindset. I think it's a mindset that we've gone into every game with, just gritty, tough, smash mouth, just, you know, fight to the end. That's the city. That's who we want to be.